Hey, Sam and Sean, this is Colby from Woodbridge, Virginia. It seems like you guys are always finding cool stuff, whether that's media or cool tools. So anyway, my question is, what have you been into recently? Thanks.
Okay, so the question of the one question Friday we got was basically around what are just random, we seem to be into really random things. What are some of these random things that we're really into right now? Stuff that we really like. It could be a podcast. It could be a video. It could be a book. It could be an app or a tool, anything like that. What are we into? It's kind of like our info diet or the tools in our tool belt that we really like right now. So, Sam, what do you got?
All right. I'll rattle off all three of mine because they're all related. So the first one, all three might sound a little obvious, but hear me out. So YouTube Premium. Are you a subscriber to YouTube Premium?
I am a longtime YouTube Premium subscriber.
Most people aren't. And so I actually unsubscribed from Spotify. So I don't use paid Spotify anymore. I only use YouTube. And the reason being is, A, I watch all my TV on there. But B, you can listen to any music and they make playlists for you. And then you can lock your phone and put it in your pocket. And you can listen to music, playlists. And it's way better than Spotify because they have live versions and like unreleased versions and like illegal stuff. You know, like things that were like, you know, aren't copyrighted, things like that. So I like YouTube Premium. The second one. Do you ever listen to Audible?
I am not an audiobook guy. I always found it boring and a little slow. I kind of tuned it out.
So there's this thing called Audible Originals. So first of all, there's Audible Plus, which is if you pay for it, you get all these free audiobooks. So I'm always clicking around. But they've got some that are as short as 30 minutes. So like short stories or like a short like class. But then they have Audible Originals and they'll do like courses. Remember YouTube or iTunes University, it's almost like that. So they like put like whole like Stanford lectures. So I just click on one of the lectures and listen for a few minutes on Audible Originals. Or they do this other thing where they have these like huge productions where it's an audiobook, but there's like famous actors and multiple of them. So it's almost like a play or a movie, but Audible only. And it's free if you're a subscriber. So I like that. And the last thing, all related, have you ever used the app Libby? Have you heard of Libby?
Never heard of this.
Do you have a library card?
No.
Okay, so if you go to your local library and you get a card, which is free, you can enter in your library card to this app called Libby, and you could access unlimited amounts of ebooks and audiobooks so long as the library in your town has it.
Wait, and what? Only from that one library?
No. From, like, it's like everything. Like anything you could imagine, it's likely there. Yeah, but listen, there's one major downside, which is some things, like the popular titles, they're only allocated. I don't know how they do this. They're only allocated a certain amount, like 10 copies. So like there's this book called Catch Me If You Can that I wanted to read, and it was pretty popular. So I had to click request hold, and then like I got it like 3 days later. So you just request like you want like 10, 20, 30, 50 things, and like, you know, each thing is released like every couple of days. And so it's not always instantaneous, but a lot of times it is. But it's called Libby, free audiobooks and free ebooks. It's pretty sick.
That's kind of amazing. I had never heard of that. And I feel like nobody knows about that. So they're not going to be checked out when I go do it, or at least where I'm from. Okay, so I'm going to give you a few things that I'm really into right now. I'm just going to go quick because none of these are super revolutionary, but they're just things I like. So sending voice notes in iMessage. I never sent a voice note, and I was like, why is this feature even here? And I heard that people in China and Asia love to do it because it's slow to type there. I think because now I'm a dad, I'm always just like on the go, or I'm not by my computer all the time. I'm holding a kid in one arm and I'm just trying to type in the other. I have gone all in on voice notes. It's basically how I run my business now, is I'm just sending voice notes all day to my team.
This data is wrong every freaking time.
Have you heard of HubSpot? HubSpot is a CRM platform where everything is fully integrated.
Whoa, I can see the client's whole history. Calls, support tickets, emails, and here's a task from 3 days ago I totally missed.
HubSpot, grow better.
Dude, I hate voice notes. I hate them.
Well, you hate receiving them.
So if you and I are in friend mode, I'm not listening to one. If you and I are in work mode, well, no, not even you or me. If me and an employee are in work mode, I expect they're going to listen to mine if I'm the boss. And yeah. So I get why that's cool. But if we're peers and you send me one, I just automatically default to
That's
the response.
It's definitely an F you to the receiver. It's like, you know, sit here and listen to me talk slowly and ramble for a minute. But like, hey, that's kind of what this podcast is too. So, you know, whatever.
All right. A quick message from our sponsor, which is, of course, HubSpot. Now, look, growing a business is tough, and it's tough because a lot of times you have to duct tape a ton of software together to make it work. I've been there, and it's a pain in the butt. You have this thing connecting to that thing, and the two things that are being connected, one of them breaks, or the thing connecting them doesn't work, and it's a mess. You have all these moving parts, and it's just a pain in the butt because you don't know where the single source of truth is. And that's where HubSpot's customer platform comes into play. Finally, you've got this single source of truth where everything is organized and tracked in one place. For example, if you have customers emailing you, they've got really easy ways to see who on your team is replying to which customer, what they're saying, and things like that. And you can track it all in one place. They also have a lot of AI-supported stuff, which means that you can automatically know which type of messaging you need to send to that type of customer. And yes, it sounds natural, like a real person. I actually use it. I use it with my company, Hampton, and it works wonderfully. And when leads come in, you know which channel they came through, you know who's going to follow up with them, and it's all seamless and easy. So if you're interested, it's simple. Go to HubSpot.com and check it out and see how you can use it to grow your business.
All right, my second one, this app that's called, I think it's called Compounding. I think you use this too, Compound or Compounding. You have this app?
The personal finance one?
Yeah, it's basically just one app that lets you plug in basic metrics. Like if you started with 100 grand and it's compounding at a 6% rate, in 10 years, it'll be here. 15 years, it'll be here. 25 years, it'll be here. And the reason I do this is not because every day I need to run a compounding interest calculation, but every day I should, just as a reminder of the power of simple compounding. I think Warren Buffett has said, you know, compounding interest is the eighth wonder of the world or something like that. 100% true. And I think it is very, like, compounding interest basically breaks your brain. It's very hard to, like, foresee how a simple change between 5% or 8% will matter over a 10-year or 15-year period, but it matters in a big way.
Yeah, it's really fun, because I just have a compound interest one.
Yeah, that's all it does. Okay, but it's simple, and it's my reminder that slow and steady wins the race, because I'm pretty ADD when it comes to investments, ideas, things like that. So I need to remind myself of the power of compound interest over a long term. Okay, related. There's a Twitter account that you should follow, that everybody I think should follow, called, I never give Twitter accounts this kind of shine because we do got that influence. This is going to blow them up, but this person deserves it. Their name is 10K Diver. Have you ever seen this account?
Love them. Love 10K Diver.
10K Diver is just basic personal finance. So it's just basic, or not personal finance, basic financial knowledge. So it'll be like, hey, if you're ever looking at a company, have a cup of coffee and sit down, because this Sunday we're talking about balance sheets, how to look at them, what to learn, and blah, blah. And he just breaks it down so simply, so beautifully. Every like simple finance concept is being broken down by this person. They've shot up. They have like 250,000 followers now. And after this, they'll have at least 252,000 followers, I believe. And so this account is, to me, one of my favorite high signal things. I normally hate Twitter threads. I love this guy's Twitter threads. I find a lot of benefit in just reviewing the basics or learning the basics for the first time of something that I didn't really understand or know. So 10K Diver is my next one.
There's a billion websites on Chrome, but most people are using it ineffectively. Here's the five best plugins that you need to be using right now.
Shout out to that guy, Jack. Did you see he did a mock thread on these? He goes, there are 26 letters in the alphabet, but most people don't know how to use them. Here's my favorite letters and how to use them. A is an awesome letter. He did this thread. He got like 100,000. I sent it to him right when he did it. I go, this is amazing. That thread did over 100,000 likes, maybe 200,000.
That's
something
hilarious.
Like that. Insane. All right. Second thing. Next one is, I talked about this before, the trigger point massage ball. So when we were at Camp MFM, I had like an Achilles problem. You were like, hey, you need to use this Theragun to loosen it up. And this other guy was like, yo, use this. He threw me like a lacrosse ball.
Yeah.
And he's like, use this to roll out your calf. And I did. And I went from I wasn't going to be able to play to like I was able to play, you know, like just because that thing loosened it up so well. And I forgot to give it back to the guy. So I ended up bringing this lacrosse ball home. And two things happened. One.
Start playing lacrosse.
I love just having a ball in my hand at all times. Like just when I was walking through the airport, I was just bouncing it around. Dude, I'm like a little child. Having a ball just makes my life 15% better. I love fiddling with like, you know, a lacrosse ball. It's amazing. And so I had it through the airport, the airplane. I have it at home all the time now. I'm playing with this thing. And I'm also using it for these trigger point massages for this like, fascia release or whatever they call it. It's like this thing that helps you feel more limber and loose. Okay, I have another fitness related one that sounds gross, but for somebody out there, this might be helpful. Goat milk. You ever drink goat milk?
Not much. I eat a lot of that goat cheese, but no, goat milk kind of has grossed me out.
Oh, well, goat cheese is the creme de la creme. We all know that. The goat milk, most people are a little bit grossed out about it, or they just don't know about it. I got put onto this by my trainer. He's like, hey, if you want to put something in your smoothies or shakes, protein shakes or whatever, instead of using normal milk, use goat milk. For most adults, you're able to digest goat milk better. And I think also like the enzymes in goat milk don't like block the protein enzyme. So if you're drinking a protein shake and you drink normal like lactose based milk, I think there's like some inhibition where it doesn't like work as well, but tastes better, but doesn't work as well. So goat milk has been a little trick. And my last fitness one, walking backwards, which is from the knees over toes guy playbook. I have had knee problems in both knees. I've torn my MCL on both sides. I've dislocated both kneecaps before. I do not have good knees in general, and I'm trying to work on that. And one of the things that's helped me feel better and like, you know, run better, all this stuff is doing, you know, what do they call it? Like regression movements, basically going in the opposite way that you normally go. So let's say you always sit hunched over at a computer, then you need to do specific exercise going in the opposite direction to sort of like, you know, counterbalance this other movement you've become habituated to. Most of us only run and walk forward. So backpedaling is an amazing way to sort of like strengthen and push blood flow into the parts of your body that need it. And I feel better doing like this, like 5 minute backwards walk every single day. So looks goofy as hell walking around the neighborhood backwards, but it's a thing that I'm doing that I enjoy right now.
Chad Purry, you're talking about lacrosse balls and walking backwards.
Chugging
and
goat milk.
Yeah. God damn. Okay. Chaddington.
Chad Purry. That's hilarious.
Yeah. First name Sean, middle name Tucker. I'm here. All right. Well, that's one question Friday.